Five Call says it all. Was producer John wrong as a father for what he allowed his child to do?
I mean, his child didn't do it by himself. I mean, he brought him, he showed him the way.
The phone number is 1-800-330-9999. Producer John, what went down?
We went to Sesame Street Live. We went to a kids' concert, and it was awesome, and we saw all the characters. My son was having a great time, and he wanted to get closer to the stage, so I brought him closer to the stage. I don't see what's wrong with that.
Yeah, I want you to imagine the pandemonium that is Sesame Street Live.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
mm-hmm.
The crowd is thirsty. They're fired up. They're ready to go. And the second somebody that's like 7 feet tall and all red hits the stage, they are going to go insane. And for some reason, there's this little section up there in front of the stage that's empty.
Yeah. There's nobody there. There's nobody sitting there. My son is enjoying the show. He was a little shy at first, but he got really into it, and all of a sudden he's going, "Daddy, Daddy," and he's pulling on my hand, and I say at first, I say, "You know, buddy, we got to stay. This is our seat. This is our section." Mm-hmm. But I look down there, and there's an entire empty section at the bottom, and there's nobody there, and I'm not taking anybody's seat, so I took him down there, and we watched the rest of the show from there, and he had a ball.
Don't you think, though, that because you left your seat and you went to a seat that didn't belong to you, that first of all, you're cutting everybody else that has their seats. You didn't ask permission for you to be like, "Hey, is it okay if I go sit down there?"
There was no rope line. We didn't like sneak under anything. I literally walked from one seat to another seat. I did this in full view of everybody. Nobody said a word.
Well, what are they going to say to you? Like, you know,
I'm sorry, that's the mayor's seat? I'm sorry, we're saving this seat for the president? I'm sorry, random Sesame Street Live date at random venue during the week that, you know, I mean, this is a tour here. If the mayor hasn't arrived by now, Anna, I don't think he's coming.
I'm just saying, I've been to hundreds of concerts in my life. I do this at literally every single one of them if I have the opportunity.
But you're that guy, and you're setting a bad example for your kid because, you know, you're cutting everybody else.
Who are you cutting? There's nobody that has that ticket that's there for that seat or else
nobody
they're
now,
in that
standing
seat.
In line.
But you're blocking the view of the seat right
We're
now.
100% not. We're 100%
know.
Not.
The venue is made with the seats slanted for a reason, Anna. I mean, blocking the view.
But when
the reason.
When you get your seat assignments, right? To me, what I think is that you're setting a bad precedent. Because now every time you go to a show, they're going to say, James is going to say, "Daddy, Daddy, I want to go down to the front row again so I could be right in front of Cookie Monster." And then you have to explain, "Oh, we can't do it this time." You're basically teaching them that it's okay to sneak down. It's okay to try to get better seats than everybody else. I don't know. There's something about it. And you said it yourself that none of the other parents followed suit.
No.
Nobody. And were they giving you dirty looks?
I mean, listen, there were some looks. There were a couple that came over. I'd like to point
out,
the
mayor's cousin.
Right, no, it was definitely
waiting for that person to arrive in that seat.
It was the deputy mayor, but no. And I'd also like to point out that Anna calls them seat assignments like we're in class. We're
right.
Back to school
you
now.
Purchased
now
them.
We're back in school and
yes.
we want to be the teacher's pet.
But this wasn't general admission.
I want you to imagine that this is a New Kids on the Block concert, and this is 1989 Anna at this concert.
And
what
KOTV.
Is Anna doing?
No, I'm a rule follower. I stay in my seat where I'm supposed to be. You
oh
know
my
that.
Gosh.
Five Call says it all. Am I crazy? Am I the only one that thinks that it was wrong that he let him and his kid cut everybody else and go to the front of the stadium in seats that were not his? They were assigned seats. Like, they were like a regular concert when you buy tickets. 1-800-330-9999. What do you think? Five Call says it all. Was producer John wrong for letting his toddler cut in front of a Sesame Street concert all the way down to the front row, even though their seats were nowhere near the front row?
I mean, your terminology is not accurate. He
cut.
Did not let him cut. They were sitting in seats. There were seats open that mm-hmm. were available. They moved to that. They didn't push any old ladies over. They didn't step over other children to do it.
But
they didn't cut
John,
a line.
True or false, were they your seats that you were assigned?
Again, the word assigned, the terminology here is just insane. Yeah, I bought tickets to the event. Yes, they had a number on them.
Yes.
But there were other seats that were completely empty.
Mm-hmm.
There was nobody in them. There had been nobody in them. So we went. I regret nothing.
Five Call says it all. Was producer John wrong for taking seats that weren't his and setting a bad example for his son? Hi, it's Ian and Raven.
I don't think so. My philosophy for a concert has always been move up to the front if you can get up there. And then if they ask you to move, just just don't be, you know, mean about it. Just go back to your seat.
That's exactly right. If the place is there, you gotta carpe diem, man. You gotta seize the day.
But you're with your kid. It's different if you're at a concert that's for adults versus like a child's thing. You're just setting a bad example, I think.
No, but you're sending your kid into his next concert with information that he can use, which is go for the best seat. I mean, listen, I've been at a lot of concerts in my lifetime, and I've been at plenty of them where the artist is like, hey, y'all really aren't going to let them keep you in your seats, right? They want you at the front.
I don't see Abby Cadabby riling up the crowd to start a mass charge to the front of the stage.
I don't know. You don't know.
Five Calls says it all. Is producer John bad for letting his kid cut?
No, I don't think he's a bad parent because he went to go take advantage of that opportunity. I mean, listen, if I had the opportunity, I would do the same thing. Let's do it. Free seats.
Five Calls says it all. Is John a bad parent for going to the front row and cutting everybody else's seats?
He's a bad parent. I mean, come on now. It's like, I get it. The seat's open. But, like, God forbid someone actually comes to the seat. Then you got to sit there and do that weird, awkward thing. Or got to move and shuffle in. And the kid's looking crazy. The kid's already into the show. And now they got to go back.
I mean, it was the second act. If that person was going to come, then, they would have gotten there. Plus, it was an entire row. We're not talking about just one seat. This is the whole row.
Five Calls says it all. What do you think?
No, I mean, he got to get his kid into the front row. That's awesome. I mean, nobody's sitting there, so he got the best seats in the house. I think that he was a great dad. He took advantage of a great opportunity. Way to go.
That's what I'm talking about, man. See, I'm raising a future concert goer here. You got to not be afraid to take the bull by the horns. If that opportunity for a front row seat comes up, you got to know that you can just go for it. And that, you know what, that's knowledge that comes from a father.
Five Calls says it all. Is John a bad parent?
I don't think he's a bad parent, but I'm not a rule breaker. And what if that row was empty because of COVID so that, you know, they didn't get seized on or whatever. I don't know. The row is empty for a reason.
Right. So, did you think of that?
The row is empty for a reason. Who decided that reason?
Yeah.
The security guard that's making $17 an hour at the front. Did this show, did Pantera last week. Now he's doing Sesame Street Live. I mean, what's the difference?
Right, they took out a measuring stick and they made sure that it was the exact amount of distance away.
Wait.
What good is the head that Elmo is wearing if it's not stopping his disgusting COVID spittle?
He does have his friends with him, though, who aren't in the costumes. There's the Sesame Street kids. They're actually 22-year-old actors. But, you know, whatever. They're the kids in the show.
Wait. Is that a thing? Could they have left the front row empty because of they just didn't want people so close to the characters?
The 18 inches more space that it created was going to keep you safe? I doubt
Maybe.
It.
No, you don't think so?
No, there's absolutely no way.
All right.